Today's devotion was written by Gladys Heyman, a volunteer with Lutheran Hour Ministries in Paraguay. The title is Our Mission, and our text is from Matthew 28, verse 19, Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations. There once was a very poor family. They could not afford gifts for their children, but one day the parents decided to buy a bicycle for their older son. It was a valuable gift, and the boy took excellent care of it. His younger sister also wanted to ride it, so the boy taught her the proper way to get seated, how to pedal safely, and the best way to steer without running into anything. This was all quite a challenge for the boy, and the girl was excited to share this wonderful gift. In fact, she cared for it as if it were her own. As Christians, we've been given the greatest gift imaginable, the love of God our Father, and the forgiveness of our sins through the death and resurrection of His Son, Jesus Christ. We also have two great challenges in our lives. First, we are to feed our faith by reading and studying the Word of God. Second, we are to share this same Word with those who have not yet heard the good news of salvation through Jesus Christ. Jesus tells us in Matthew 28, verse 19, Therefore go and make disciples of all nations. The boy in our story shared his wonderful gift with his sister so that she could enjoy it also. Sad to say, we often don't act like this, but instead, we keep the gift of God's grace all to ourselves. Let's not miss the opportunity to share God's wonderful gift with others. The mandate of Jesus in Matthew 28, verse 19, is clear about the importance of our work and the mission of the church. Let's share this gift with those around us. If we do that, others will get the chance to know Jesus Christ, to enjoy the grace and love of God, and come to eternal life in Him. We pray, Heavenly Father, help us to fulfill the mission You have for us to do. Send Your Holy Spirit to sustain us in our work as we share Your love with others. In the name of Jesus, Amen.